Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
And it is the Blades Inside Edge as I'm joined by Rhett Melnick of the Saskatoon Blades as they get set to take on the Prince Albert Raiders. And I'm sure you've finally figured out, Rhett, about this rivalry between these two teams. It's a big deal whenever, especially the Blades, come to Prince Albert, does it not?
Yeah, for sure. Just an hour and a bit down the road. And definitely that highway rivalry. So, yeah, it's fun to be part of.
You're familiar with rivalries from the past. You've played in Tri-Cities, big rivalry with Spokane. You've played in Edmonton. They have rivalry with Red Deer in Calgary. So this is old hat, right?
Yeah, for sure. These rivalry games are awesome. They're lots of fun. And, yeah, always looking forward to them.
Which is the best rivalry, though?
Oh, it's hard to say. Can't go wrong with any rivalry, to be honest.
So. There you go. You're a young guy, and one thing I always notice about you, you're always smiling. Good on you to be able to do that sort of a thing. Where does that come from? That attitude's so good. Where does that come from? Where does that stem from?
I don't know. I guess I got to give it to my parents. They brought me up right, I guess, so I'll give it to them.
Okay, Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta is your home. Kirby Doc, the Doc brothers are from there as well. Do you know them from the past?
Yeah, we know each other. We grew up pretty close to each other, so same neighborhood. So, yeah, I got a chance to know him growing up a lot. So,
what do mom and dad do for a living?
My mom is a dental assistant, and my dad's a chemical engineer. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, so there you go. Siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister. She plays hockey as well in St. Albert.
Older or younger?
Younger.
Younger than you are. Okay. When did you get started with this crazy game?
Oh, I think when I was 4, I maybe started skating, and then 5, I was put into initiation, I think it's called. So.
And when did you figure out that maybe I was maybe one of the better players on my teams as I was growing up?
I don't know. It's hard to say, I think. I don't even know how old I was. Maybe novice level.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is a sport I love. I really want to keep playing and pursue this. So.
And the end goal of it, obviously, is to try and turn pro, make it to the National Hockey League, as it is with everybody. But I'm sure you've got things in mind as to how it would go, regardless of what happens with hockey.
Yeah, for sure. The goal is to make it to the big time show. And, so that's, you never know. But, that's what I'm going to work towards.
Describe yourself as a player.
I'm a hardworking 200-foot forward, and you're gonna see the best out of me every night, and I can finish around the net.
You're a captain in Edmonton, which means that you're a pretty responsible guy, pretty mature guy. Would that be an apt description as well?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely say that I like to bring my leadership qualities to wherever I go, and that'll always be a big part of me.
I'm sure it was a good trade for you when you met from Tri-Cities to Edmonton. It gave you a chance to play and be a captain and that sort of thing. What were your thoughts when you came to Saskatoon, though, at the beginning of this season?
I was super excited. We have such great depth here. We have a great group of guys, great organization, and I'm super, super honored to be a part of it. We're gonna make a good run for it here, so really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the idea of hanging banners and winning championships, that resonates well with you.
Yeah, for sure. I love winning. I was super excited, and I'm really looking forward to the season goes.
Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Rhett, thank you for the time. Wish you all the best, not just tonight, but throughout the season.
Thank you very much.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at cjwwradio.com.